This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Rain stopped for now, but it's going to be around until at least noon, they say, so you still might get caught in some showers here or there, 8:12. Blackmon's Parish, Keith Hinckley joins us just when you think it's about as bad as it can be with the bridge tolls. It gets even worse. How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Paul Murphy alerted me to this yesterday, and we wanted to have you on to talk about it. Tell me what's going on with the Belchase bridge tolls.
Tommy, it seems like there's no definitive direction. It seems like it seems to be all discombobulated. Folks can't even sign up for their Go Pass, and then you know, in the contract that was created from the state level, these fees are way deep in that contract. Mm-hmm. So it feels like something that was kind of sprung on us, but it was always in the contract.
And the fees that we're talking about, explain that, Keith, if you would, please.
It's the service fees that when you use a credit card, you know, it's like a surcharge, and I think it's like 3%. But then they probably round the numbers up, which probably now creates it and brings it up to 4%. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, it's like a nickel and dime aspect from plenary. Just after a while, man, just do the right thing. And if it costs 25 cents to cross the bridge, just you absorb it, you know.
Let that be a
convenience fee for plenary that you're going to collect your money.
And this is not the state doing this. This is plenary. The company that
it's
built
not
the bridge,
the state.
Right?
If it was a state project, you know, like Highway 1 over in the Grand Isle area, the state could work with us. But this is a private contractor, a private contract, so it's just like you're dealing with an individual who's got a pretty crazy contract, and you know, I guess they're just going to stick to and stay to their guns on it.
The people that live in, that use the causeway and that LA1 elevated span in Leeville, they don't pay that 4% fee. So I'm trying to look back, Keith, and I'm trying to figure out when you sign up for the Go Pass, can you pay in cash or do you have an option of either credit card or giving these idiots access to your debit account?
No, you can. I guess you not so much as cash, but you can sign up with your checking account. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then it would just come automatically out of your banking account. Then you would avoid those fees.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. You know.
Well, but I get a little nervous when you start allowing people into
your checking account. That's the point. You know, when it comes to this whole thing, it seems like, and I know they're going to talk about this at the legislature tomorrow or maybe today, but it seems like this whole bridge deal, you got to get your deal going in, and this is a terrible deal going in, and I don't see any way that this can be changed. Do you?
Look, Tommy, I've been in office, for 2.5 years now. Had a sit-down meeting with Governor John Bell, and I would say, you know, Governor, we got to get something. You know, you got to concede to us here. Help us out. And they're kind of blatant. Hey, you're getting a bridge. I'm like, well, thanks. Mm-hmm. At a serious cost to on the backs of the people of Plaquemines Parish.
And the meeting is today. And again, I remember talking to Sean Wilson, then Secretary of DOTD, at that meeting at the Belchase Auditorium, and saying, okay, if this is the deal, if this is the new plan going forward, it's got to be the new plan going forward for everybody. Have you heard of any variance from that?
That's still, you know, I guess with Sean Wilson and with John Bell, that would have been the plan going forward. But I can almost bet when Governor Landry is, you know, what I've gotten to know him here in the last year, you know, just working with him, I don't think deals like that are going to be made.
So this goes how many years?
It'd be 30 years.
So 30
years. That's 30 years from, that would be 30 years from a year ago, you know, when they were supposed to be completed. So they didn't get any, you know, all they're like, a year and a half over past substantial completion. They don't get to get that. That doesn't get added to the end of the contract. So they had 30 years from like a year and a half ago.
So I guess what I'm asking, I know Pat Connick, who's very incensed about this as well, they're going to talk about it today, I think, at the Capitol. But
I think it's next Thursday, Tommy.
Oh, but if it's in
next Thursday,
if it's in the contract, I don't know how you can change
it.
Can you?
That's the tough thing, right there, Tommy. It's in the contract, and you know, are they going to want to sit down at the table and renegotiate? You know, because they've got investors that invested in that project with them, and then they've got to go back and renegotiate with them as well.
It sucks, I'll tell you that. Have you done any traffic studies?
It's bad.
Or has the state done any traffic studies to see if people are opting to use Woodland Highway? Because every action has a reaction. I'm wondering how Orleans Parish and Freddie King's going to feel about this.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we are going to be doing it just so that we can get a count on Woodland Highway. Mm-hmm. Because I live off Woodland Highway, and look, I can't deny the fact that it's a little tougher to get out onto the road.
I can tell you anecdotally, I see it every day.
Oh, yeah. It is tough. Without a doubt. Yeah, yeah.
Both coming to work and also going home. Hey, let me ask you about hurricane season. We're getting ready to start on that. Tell me about your concerns with Plaquemines Parish as we go into it.
Well, our concerns for Plaquemines Parish is, look, we've been having our tabletops with Patrick Harvey and with the sheriff's office, with Sheriff Turlich. We're prepared, but you know, it's like one of these things. Don't ever let your guard down, Tommy. You know, it's like prepare for the worst and hope for the best. But we're, you know, we are ready. But we just have to stay, vigilant and like I asked the residents, you know, when we asked for an evacuation, really take heed and let's do the right thing and get on out of Plaquemines Parish.
When it comes to the bridge, I see somebody, a Plaquemines Parish resident, quoted here in Paul Murphy's story saying, I think plenary and the state need to get together, and the state needs to do away with plenary and do away with the toll. Look, you can ask people anything you want in a grocery store parking lot, and they're entitled to express their opinion, and I'm not making fun of this person at all. But to be clear, that would entail basically the state paying plenary for the bridge, I guess, and any anticipated profits or something, if they were going to...
And you know, right now, I think we have to wait. You know, there has to be some time, you know, as the tolls are being collected, because there's no baseline right now. And so we'd have to see after a year of tolls just to see, and at the end of the day, what did it cost to build the bridge?
So what about saltwater intrusion before we let you go? Any issue this year or not?
Saltwater intrusion right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're good. We have been diligently working as Plaquemines Parish to get our system set up so is that when we do, should we get it again this summer, you'll never feel the effects of it. We can push water. The Bell Chase Water Plant has been, you know, its project is completed, so we're able to push water down to the Alliance, but we got that booster station in Alliance, so we're able to push water to the Port Sulphur facility and then even push it further down to Boothville, Venice. So really the only vulnerable areas that we may have in the future would be the East Point Lahash facility. So if we have to do the reverse osmosis, we would have to do them in those at that facility.
So real quick, when it comes to the negotiations on a bridge to get it built, did Plaquemines have a say in that or not? Or was that just the state?
Tommy, you know, I would hope they did have a say in that, but I just didn't, you know, that was like, what, two administrations, yeah. Local administrations prior to me. And I really just don't know how well they sat at the table at the time. I would have been at the table. I'd have been a thorn in their side.
Have you had any conversations with Orleans Parish about the increased traffic or not?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
Just wondering. All right. Thank you. Appreciate the time, Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish. We'll take a break, come back, check in with the National Weather Service about the rain. 821 traffic now, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. To the National Weather Service, we go to talk to Danielle Manning, one of the few Mannings not to play quarterback. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm all right. Did I see you on TV the other day at the New Orleans press conference for the hurricane or whatever it was?
You didn't see me, but Ken did mention me.
Okay. Well, that's good. So here's the deal. Today is one of those days that I hate because I can't get my mood adjusted. It's sunny, it's rainy, it's sunny, it's rainy, it's sunny, it's rainy. For the love of God, pick one and stay that way. What can we look forward to for the rest of today and looking into the weekend?
Sure. So for the rest of today, right now, all the rain has kind of shifted to the east of the metro area, and things should stay pretty quiet, at least for the next few hours. There could be a few showers and storms that pop back up this afternoon, but really we're only carrying about a 40% chance of some scattered showers this afternoon, so it won't be the same kind of widespread deluge kind of rain that we saw yesterday afternoon. So more scattered. And really, you know, going into the weekend, you know, we're going to have great weather this weekend. There's a cold, it's technically a cold front, is going to come through late tomorrow. And the high temperatures will come down a few degrees, but really what you're going to notice is the drier air. And that's going to make things feel so much more comfortable Saturday and Sunday.
So tomorrow we have an increase for chance for showers ahead of that cold front or not?
So tomorrow we still have about a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms ahead of that front, yes. But then Saturday and Sunday, no rain in the forecast, highs in the mid-80s Saturday, then back into the mid to upper 80s Sunday. But again, the drier air is going to make things feel a lot more comfortable.
And I would presume that would be one of the last cold fronts before October?
You know, we can occasionally get fronts through here over the summer. They're not super common, and usually we just see a slight drying of the air. We don't see a big difference in the temperatures. But, yeah, typically by the time we get into the summer, those cold fronts are going to be few and far between.
So when do we get into our regular summertime pattern routine of, you know, it's hot, a pop-up shower here or there, afternoon showers, you name it?
You know, we've kind of already been in that pattern. It just kind of depends. You know, right now we do still have, you know, this one front coming through. We had one front earlier in the month. But for the most part, May has been characterized by kind of typical, you know, warmer and pop-up thunderstorm type weather.
So LSU is playing in the regional this weekend. The weather for Baton Rouge should be okay?
Great, yeah. You know, sunny, like I said, highs in the mid to upper 80s, but much drier, so it's not going to feel super oppressive or anything like that. But with that sun, just make sure to drink plenty of water because the sun's going to be pretty strong.
So 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon is a LSU game. For rain, what are we saying? Okay.
Let's see. Tomorrow afternoon, about a 50% chance tomorrow in Baton Rouge. So it'll be very hit or miss because, again, you know, 50% could go either way. But, you know, scattered showers and storms ahead of that front, and we don't know exactly where they're going to be or what time. So right now, best we can do is 50-50.
Thank you. Wait, I appreciate your time, Danielle. I do. Danielle Manning over at the National Weather Service. Of course, we'll have all the action for you here on WWL 830. We come back. We'll talk to Monica Hoff-Wallace about this this fiasco with the Wisner Trust where money was given away that should not have been given away, and it's a lot of money. We'll talk about it when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News. 8:45, quarter till 9, gather around the radio, just like you do every morning. You know, the old-fashioned unit, the big giant radio takes up half of the living room, and sit with knees folded as we talk with Monica Hoff-Wallace, the Marcel Garceau Jr. Distinguished Professor of Law at Loyola, as she tells us the story of the Wisner Trust. How you doing, Professor?
Good morning. I'm happy to be back with you, especially with this good news coming out of the court recently.
But before we get to that, you got to tell us the story of the Wisner Trust, because it's easy to give away stuff that's not yours, and that's what was done here. And with that as the precursor, I'll let you take it. Go ahead, Professor. Please tell us the story of the Wisner Trust.
Sure. So Mr. Wisner, back in 1914, left to the city of New Orleans in trust about 50,000 acres of what is wetlands in St. John the Baptist, Lafourche, and Jefferson parishes. And in 1929, his heirs challenged that gift in trust, and the city...
What year was that, Professor, just so people know?
1929. So he left the gift in 1914. Then the heirs come back and say, we're entitled to some of that property. And so the city and the heirs settled. And what they settled on was that the heirs would receive revenues for the term of the trust. And this was approved by a court. And the other entities that were receiving revenues, shared revenues, to compromise the claim back in 1929. So here we go, 100 years later, and the trust terminates in 2014, and there was some litigation.
As per the agreement that was made in 1929, right? So, like, okay, we'll give you 100 years. Okay, fine, 100 years, everybody's happy. Go ahead.
Yes, and actually that was pursuant to the original gift that Mr. Wisner made. He said, I leave everything to the city of New Orleans in trust for a period of 100 years.
Okay.
So in 2014, the trust terminated. There was litigation in the court systems about it, and the court ultimately said the trust terminated in 2014. Now, what happened subsequent to that is when a trust terminates, there is a time period called the winding up period, where the entities who are entitled to the property in the trust are placed into possession of the trust. But instead of just going to the city of New Orleans, all of the wetlands just landing with the city of New Orleans, the city entered into an agreement with the other folks who were receiving revenues. And this agreement, what they intended to do was to ratify and extend and modify the trust that was already in existence in perpetuity, which would allow these other entities to receive revenues from the land instead of the city receiving all of the revenues from the land and deciding what the city wants to do with the money. And so that's what was challenged in this court system. There were two, in this court case, rather, there were two issues that the court was considering, whether this 2020 agreement that was entered into by the city was even a valid agreement that would allow the trust to continue in perpetuity. And then the court also answered the question of, at 2014, when that trust terminated, who owned the property that was placed in the trust by Mr. Wisner?
And there was an passive action by Mayor Landrieu and an active action by Mayor Cantrell, correct?
That's correct. So during the, if the trust terminated in 2014, what was happening is, you know, the city and the other entities were still receiving funds, and they were, I guess, trying to decide what to do going forward. And instead of the city asserting full ownership as the document provided, they entered into an agreement that the court found to be absolutely null in an attempt to extend the trust into perpetuity. And that's when the council came in and said, no, that property actually belongs to the city, and the city gets to decide what to do with the revenues. They are not owed to these other entities unless the city decides that's what it's going to use the revenues for.
So let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Monica Hoff Wallace. A little bit complicated, a little bit in the weeds. But as I say, and Monica, I made this phrase up, I own it. That's, if you play golf for money, you know that's where most of the cheating goes on, is in the weeds. The Marcel Garceau Jr., Distinguished Professor of Law at Loyola, talking about the Wisner Trust and where it stands now and what happens from here. I think we gave you a pretty good history of it. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:55, 5 till 9, so a city not flush with, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a city not flush with cash decides to give some away to the trustees or the former trustees of the Wisner Trust. And Professor Monica Hoff Wallace, help me, don't let me hurt myself here, but basically...
Well, so I'll tell you who they were giving the revenues to, because I think that,
okay,
that will help
tell
if
me.
I name the entities.
Sure.
So you can... So they were giving the revenue to the Wisner heirs, who ultimately assigned some of those revenues to lawyers who represented them. They were giving the money to Charity Hospital, which is now owned by LSU, to Tulane, and to the Salvation Army. So those revenues were given to these heirs and these entities for the 100-year time period. And at the end, the entities wanted to continue to receive that cash, so entered into the agreement with the city to attempt to keep the status quo. The problem is that the intent of Mr. Wisner was for the city to own the property at termination of the trust and then get to decide who receives the revenues from that property. But these entities, LSU, Tulane, the Salvation Army, and the heirs, were claiming ownership of the property. They claimed they owned the property, not just the city, and the court decision recently said no. The city, at termination of the trust in 2014, owns the property, and that any agreement to extend the term of the trust and have to continue paying revenues to the heirs, LSU, Tulane, and Salvation Army is null.
So this is
exciting for the city.
There's the capital asset, the land. There's the revenue that it generates. And then there's a lot of money that should have been turned over to the city. And I guess interest, if you want to look at it that way, from 2014, right? So what happens to all of that?
You've got it. It sounds like this property generates about $7 million a year in revenue. And so for the past 10 years, that revenue belonged to the city. And it has been distributed to persons that were not entitled to it.
So did the court address that, or does now the city, because I know the council's looking for the money, and I guess whatever interest, whatever they're owed, I don't know. How would you even go about computing that, Professor, and would that have to be a different legal procedure?
Yes, I think that this ruling will be, I assume this ruling will be appealed to determine the legality of these agreements and the ownership of the assets. And at that point, I think the city has the ability to try to recapture some of those funds.
So what's
those funds? I shouldn't say some of those.
Well, now, when we say the city, we're talking about the council, not necessarily the mayor, right? Because the mayor was the one that...
Well, the council brought the action, but the action benefits the city.
Right. I understand. I get that. I'm just saying, I just want to make sure that we understand who's on what side. So when it comes to the courts, how far does this go? And at what point do we say, okay, that's it, it's over?
So at this point, this was decided by a trial court. It can be appealed to the intermediate appellate courts, which would be the Fourth Circuit in Louisiana. And then it can go all the way up to the Louisiana Supreme Court. And once there is a final judgment, either by way of no appeal, if no one decides to appeal, which I think is unlikely, mm-hmm. if it goes all the way up to Louisiana Supreme Court, then it will be a final decision, at which time then the issue of how to recapture some of those revenues would be litigated.
So if the Louisiana Supreme Court rules, however they rule, can somebody then take that to the Supreme Court, and then it's up to the Supreme Court to decide to hear it or not? And if they don't, then it stays as the Louisiana Supreme Court said?
I think this is purely a state issue, and it should end at the Louisiana Supreme Court.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate it. Very complicated, but you made it understandable. Professor Monica Hoff Wallace, Marcel Garceau, Distinguished Professor of Law at Loyola. We'll talk to Cynthia Lee Shang when we come back about hurricane season, Jefferson Parish, and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.